This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
The first meeting of the Rainbow Families Youth Advisory Council took place in New South Wales. What is the Rainbow Family Youth Advisory Council, I hear you say? Let's chat with Vanessa, co-chair of Rainbow Families, and while we're at it, why don't we hear straight from the kids themselves as well?
Oh, won't somebody please think of the children?
Patrick, today was the first meeting of the Rainbow Families Youth Advisory Council.
My name's Jules, and the Youth Advisory Council is for young people in the Rainbow Families community who want to have a voice.
Hi, my name's Jesse, and our first item on the agenda is to write a book for kids who are now in similar circumstances who may have parents who are trans, gay, or lesbian.
Hi, I'm Jess. We will be meeting every Friday for a pizza night every month.
Hi, I'm Amali, and everybody that has a Rainbow Family is invited.
Okay, Rainbow Families Youth Advisory Council. Co-chair from Rainbow Families, Vanessa, is on the line. Vanessa, how did this come about?
It's been an organic thing. I mean, you remember last year during the plebiscite and the postal vote, there was just so many kids and young people in our community as well who kind of emerged as leaders. We're doing things in their school and, you know, we're wanting to speak up and do something. And I think as an organisation, we realise that we're a group that supports the community, including kids, and we're not really hearing them or involving them in decision-making about things that we were running or advocacies that we were doing. And so we thought we needed to change that.
How easy was it to create a space for this to happen?
It's been fairly easy. I think you just have to do it. What we did is we put in an expression of interest during Family Pride, which is a big event that happens in Sydney. And we had a flyer and we had some kids in our community put out information about. And I've been inundated with surprisingly really young kids who want to be part of the Youth Advisory Council. You just have to hold a meeting and kids and young people will come.
Kids are the first thing, especially in the past 2 years, that have been put at the forefront of protect the children. What does this mean for children? Children shouldn't be like this, or children shouldn't think gender is this and all that different stuff. But when it comes to something as simple as Rainbow Families and what that means, we often forget that the kids are right alongside us in everything that we do. And the passion that we have for advocacy is not something that they see as any different to living their life every single day, because it's their lives as well. So
it's totally their lives as well. And I think, you know, many have emerged as being beautiful, strong advocates, very passionate, and also like great community builders. And they want to, you know, they kind of want to have a voice about a lot of things. And not only do they want to have a voice, I think they also kind of want to create community and want to bring other kids together. They're concerned about, you know, kids in rural or remote areas that don't know other kids, and some have had experiences of that. And, you know, they're also like have a lot of heart about things.
It creates an exciting space for us to, instead of thinking of the children, have an opportunity to listen to them. Watching that video that's on your Facebook page, which is so great, and it's just the kids introducing themselves at the first meeting that occurred, and this is the platform that we want to talk about, and this is who we are, and this is what we want to do. And it's really wonderful seeing that from children and realising they have a strength and voice of their own that deserves to be heard.
Absolutely. And we've only had one meeting, and they just have tons of ideas and tons of things they want to achieve. So I think we'll just have to keep up with them. They would like to do a resource for other young people. They're very interested in doing videos for remote kids. You know, and when we asked how often they wanted to meet as a group, they said they wanted to meet every week, which we said in adult land, we don't meet that often.
Well, the adults are the ones that are going to have to drive them around as well to take them everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. I could see, you know, the parents that were in the room going, oh, that's a huge commitment. And there's children and young people from far and wide coming to the meeting, but it doesn't stop us creating other social support or connection, and that's what we decided. So we went, we're going to meet every month, they said, and look, the first step for us is to offer them some training and some support around that, and we expect them to lead their own group and then be able to make recommendations and advice that will go to the management committee. But they will be self-led and self-directed and will be able to have their own projects and ideas. And we made a commitment to help them fundraise. They'll provide some funds as well centrally so that some of the things that we're listening to, we're sort of putting into action, making sure that things they care about that can actually happen.
If a young person wanted to be a part of the Youth Advisory Council or wanted to get involved or just wanted to know what's going on, how could they reach out?
So they could contact Rainbow Families in New South Wales and they could look up our website or send us an email at info@rainbowfamilies.com.au. So if they send us an email, we can send them a lot of information. There's actually a young person in the committee. He's 12. He's been nominated as a new members person and he's someone that will make contact directly with a young person and explain the committee. So we've already got someone nominated to do all that welcoming and trying and offering information about the group to new kids that want to join. I've been really surprised by how young some of them are. So there's a lot of 11-year-olds, which surprised me so much, putting their hands up. So there's a real age range, but such young, beautiful leaders as well.
It's just wonderful to see this kind of strength and advocacy come from young people. But I think what's really important is come from young people who are a part of Rainbow Families. It's really important now. We've made certain steps in marriage equality. We're getting there in regards to a lot of laws for trans and gender diverse people. But it is really important that we realise that Rainbow Families aren't a new thing. They've been around for years and they deserve as much strength and space as the rest of us.
Yeah, absolutely. So you'll be hearing lots of beautiful things from our young people in the months to come.
Oh, we can't wait. Vanessa, co-chair of Rainbow Families, thanks for joining us on The Informer. And you can find out more information or get in touch with Rainbow Families Youth Advisory Council by heading to rainbowfamilies.com.au.
Bye.
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 See ya.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.